Blog Talk Radio.
You got the commish live on OFL After Dark. First of all, we got some Jizz of the Genius there back in the day, Wu-Tang Clan. But let's give a big shout out there to Buck Sweep. Congratulations. I know you forgot about us, but we remembered you. Congratulations winning the Madden Championship. I think he took home like $3,000 or $6,000, so good job there. He's also your current money leader right now, coming in at a little bit over $1,000. So, yeah, he's crushing that. Also, next big thing we got going on is big news coming out of Team Legit's corner. Team Legit just signed on VX Assassin XA, guy out of the big-time tournament player out of I think Madden World Syndicate or somewhere around there. He's been around for a while, really, really strong player. Was previously ranked as high as number 2. I don't think he ever got to number 1. He beat Balkino pretty easily by at least 3 possessions. Wasn't even a game. I believe that he went on a 3-game losing streak, though, so now he dropped way down to, like, number 18. But really, really big-time acquisition that came out of nowhere when Madden all made that announcement. I actually thought it was going to be somebody like Peeweezy 32 or something like that. On another team, though, I don't want to forget about Team Garlic Sauce. They're kind of forming right now. They're kind of the younger bucks. They got Fuse Vipers and Pro Sports. I know they're about to make some announcements, some new team members coming soon, so keep an eye out on them. Obviously, they're not quite at the level as Team Legit, because Team Legit's got Double J, who he has been struggling. There's no doubt about that. But today he beat a member of Team Houston, He actually beat OFL now Houston 101-0. I mean, man, talk about laying a foundation for domination, man. These dudes, man. Then they got number 8 player ranked in Madden in the world and in the top 10 here in the OFL now. You got SC Bolt 21, also has won a couple tournaments here. So they have him, they have Double J. Can't forget about their I think Madernall is their ringleader. Maybe not. It might be Black Assassin. I'm not even sure, but Madernall keeps making the announcements. So I don't know who the actual is the head of the team legit, but you do have Madernall there, big-time player, always making deep runs into the tournament, and his games never looked better than what it is right now. Now, we'd like to see him improve a little bit on his sportsmanship, but I don't know if he actually has that in his DNA. We'll see. They also have a big-time player out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Black Assassin 10. People don't really know about him too much because he's kind of quiet and he's just in group 2 single and multiple, but this guy can flat out play. Had an early exit from the playoff. I know he wasn't real happy about that. I know he's been back at the lab practicing with his fellow Team Legit members, getting stronger and stronger. We're talking big time players, lots of them. Right behind them, you got to look at Team Sexual Chocolate because they have PB number 1, 2-time Super Bowl champion. They have Mad Dream, always ranked in the top 20, steady player. Then they have Peel, always right there in the top 5. Sometimes he might drop to the lower end of the top 10. And they got Denox 21. He's been ranked 1 for a couple weeks there. Earlier this winter, so I mean the guy can flat out play. The future is right there in Team Sexual Chocolate, but right now with the acquisition of VX Assassin, I don't see any teams even close to what Team Legit's doing. Looks like they're purposely just acquiring the top talent they can find. Can't blame them, but kind of waiting to see what DNA Suspect and DN Nation, when they make their announcement, who's riding with them. I'm kind of excited to see them. I expect You Got Sauce 1000 to definitely be with them. And I don't know who else is in their crew, but there's some good players. So I'm looking forward to that. So we'll see. Speaking of Vegas tournament, I know a lot of you guys watched it. It was a lot of fun. Bucksweep did win, like I said. Another guy, Dippin' Dots, that plays in a lot of the tournaments, made a deep run. Cyrus the Virus, who's going to be starting the broadcast thing pretty much every night, I believe. At least that's what he told me. Once he gets home from Vegas, he'll be the official broadcaster. He made a deep run into, I think the final 8, maybe the final 4. You have to ask him. So, yeah, a lot of people that, you know, either play in the OFL now or, you know, played in a tournament or two were out there, and all you guys can compete with these guys, so there's really no reason why you guys shouldn't be going out there. If you do have a local tournament or anything in your local city or, you know, somewhere close that you're planning on traveling to, message me. I'd be interested in talking to you, possibly sponsoring you. Yeah, just let me know what's going on with all that. So we're going to go right to the phone lines right now. We're going to go to the 941 area code. 941, you're now live on OFL After Dark with the Commish. How are you doing this early morning?
I'm doing pretty good, Commish. This is Debo 37. What's going on?
Hey, Debo. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good today. Just checking in, trying to see what kind of news and what's new going on in the league.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were just talking about VX Assassin signing on with Team Legit. Now, I know you're kind of like a free agent. Are you going to stay out there and just be a free agent until someone picks you up? Or are you thinking about maybe starting your own team, getting a couple guys? Or is that just something down the line since you're a new member, just trying to feel out the way everything works right now?
Just trying to feel everything out right now. I need to get, you know, some more games played within the league a little bit. I guess kind of showboat myself a little bit. Show my talent a little bit, you know. Maybe I can get some contracts or something coming in.
You never know. Speaking of the league, you know, you're hanging in there. You're running into some tough competition, but definitely enjoy you being here, and I think the future's really bright for you. Have you noticed after playing these guys in this league that when you go to a head-to-head game that you see a lot, it seems a lot easier when you play a head-to-head game?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because, you know, the guys in the league, you know, are really advanced, so you see a lot of different things that you normally wouldn't see if you're just, you know, playing head-to-head. But, yeah, when I go to play head-to-head with somebody, it's like a child's play.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you get to watch any of that Madden Championship that was broadcasted yesterday from Vegas?
No, I didn't get to see any of it. I had to work, so I was at work. I didn't get to see any of it.
Yeah, they had a big tournament. I think he's in your league, actually. I think he's in Group 3 single, if I'm not mistaken. But Buck Sweep, he actually won the whole Madden Championship. So you might have to come across him in the Group 3 single. That should be interesting there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So he would kick some butt, sound like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He won maybe $3,000 or maybe a little more. He definitely put on a show for people and opened up a lot of people's eyes, that's for sure. So future's bright there. That would definitely be a challenge for you. I know I just played him the other day in that league. He beat me pretty good, but I'm not ashamed of it. I mean, he's considered currently the best player in the world, you know. So, I mean, I was just kind of glad to get a chance to play him.
Oh, yeah. I would love to play him just to kind of see what I stack up at. Again, you know, playing these guys in the league, you really, you know, they, I guess I can say, expose you to different weaknesses that you really have and that you really need to focus on. So like a lot of guys that I played, you know, I really focused and honed on a lot of stuff that they exposed when they played me.
And that's a really, really solid point there and a great word you chose, exposed, because I noticed that too. Like, I didn't realize, like, you know, maybe this part of my game wasn't that strong until I started getting deep into these leagues and I kept seeing the same thing, like you said, being exposed. I'm like, oh, I guess I got to focus on that and really, really work on that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Now, we have another league coming out here pretty soon. It's about almost about halfway full, I believe. It's the Group 5 single. It's a single season. It's a non-draft. It's $13 to get in, $200 to the winner. If anybody's out there and wants to jump in, either message me or sign up at shop.oflnow.com. It's going to be a good league, but, you know, a lot of them big dogs like you know, Buck Sweep and some of those other big names that sometimes people shy away from and don't want to get in tournaments because they expect them to be in there. They're not in this league, so might be room for a newcomer to come in and win that Super Bowl in there. So that'd be interesting. A lot of new names coming in there too. We are growing. If you're a new member out there, just ask around. You're going to find some member that's been here a while that will help you out if you're a little confused or if you need any help. Definitely message me. I'm pretty much available at all times unless I'm sleeping. So definitely get a hold of us. Keep it running smoothly. That's kind of what separates us from some of these other leagues that kind of fail, get stale and stuff. It's communication. Right now, actually, there we have the 32-man tournament going on, and it's actually been kind of slow. I'm not exactly sure why, but we've never had a tournament go this slow. And actually, by rule, if you look at terms and conditions, when you kick off a tournament, from the time you receive the message that it started, you actually have 3 days, 72 hours to play your game. So forfeits are going to unfortunately be handed down for the people that made no effort to play their game. So it's a shame, but I've definitely tried to contact some of you guys out there, and so has your opponents, and have heard nothing. So we can't prolong the tournament. Just keep in mind there is no refund, unfortunately. So that's that. What do you think about that, Debo? What do you think about somebody that signs up for a tournament and just decides, oh, I'm not going to play? or I'm not even going to respond to the guys messaging me to try to set up a time?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it most definitely, you know, makes things hard when, you know, you got one player that's, you know, gun on ready to play to kind of get it moving. And then you got another player that just, you know, is lagging or maybe they might be in one too many leagues. Maybe we need to try, you know, I know it's good, to have a lot of leagues going on, but maybe we need to try to minimize how many leagues people get into so therefore they won't have a conflict of trying to play other games in other leagues. Sometimes I know that can happen too as well.
Hey, that's a really, really, really good point. You know, we don't think about that, but, you know, I saw Reddy 10 missed a couple games, and he's a dedicated league member, always playing, but he's in a lot of leagues. He actually told me he doesn't want to get in another league because he's too busy. Maybe there should be a cutoff. You know, a lot of people had complained, hey, it only advances two times a week. I want to get in more. So we started the idea, well, then jump in another league. You know, you'll get more games. But maybe there is a point where you just simply can't keep up. And I don't know what that point exactly is. We'll definitely do research and really focus on people that are in a lot of leagues and see what seems to be the amount they can handle. That is how we decided on the 10 a.m. Eastern advancement time from watching a lot of our leagues and seeing when people weren't playing or when people weren't online. So we figured that was a good time because you see a lot of leagues that advance it. I mean, we're kind of revolutionary in that aspect because most people's leagues don't advance at 10 in the morning. Most of them are actually in prime time, like 8, 9, sometimes midnight. And to me, that doesn't make any sense at all because a lot of people are playing their games then. But, yeah. Another thing, Debo, I didn't know if you noticed, but out on Glip, there's been a lot of links to watch people broadcasting their game. Have you got to take advantage of any of that and watch anybody play?
I tried to log on and I watched a couple of games the other day, and I think just my internet was messing up where I couldn't. But I have tried to check out some of the games that's being broadcast. And then a question, too. On Twitch, do we have to set up our own account to be able to broadcast the games? That is what we do, or do we have a league account there?
Yeah, you actually have to do – that's all individual. That's all on you. So what you would do is go to twitch.tv, I think it is. I think you actually have to do it from your computer. Or from an internet browser at that. And you just go in and use your gamer tag or whatever name you want to use and, set up an account. And then it's pretty easy. You just tell your Xbox to broadcast if you have the Kinect. If not, just hit the home button twice real quick, bring that little menu up and snap an app and broadcast it. If you ever need any help, I can help you with that. But, yeah, it's really easy. It takes maybe a minute or two to set up an account. It's pretty cool, you know. I watched a great game. I think it was in the brand new fantasy league. Yeah, it definitely was in the brand new Group 4 fantasy draft league that we just did. It was between Hate on Me and XDMGX Jason. Jason pulled the game off by maybe 3 or 4 points, but man, that was an incredible game to watch. Back and forth, very entertaining. Really, really glad Jason
really
decided to broadcast that game. Hey, we got a caller coming in from the 608 area code. 608, you're now live on OFL After Dark. You got Debo 37, and you got the commissioner. Who are we speaking with? 608.
Yeah, this is Stanky Buds from 608.
Hey, Stanky Buds, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, thanks for asking. Debo 37 is also in here. We got Stanky Buds, one of our first members to come out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken. He also brought some of his friends with him, Heated Heathen, and what's your other friend that joined?
Broadband Bunyan.
Yeah, Broadband Bunyan, all really dedicated players. I can already see the signs already. They stayed long, long, long into the draft with me last night. 54 rounds for everybody that didn't know. That's how long it goes. It took, you know, 7-8 hours. It's a long one. There's no doubt about that. But you definitely can see the committed players that stick around and make a lot of their picks in the late rounds, and I definitely saw those guys. So I know they're going to be committed to the league. They're just getting implemented in everything we do. Expect a lot out of this La Crosse, Wisconsin squad we got going. How are you liking everything, Stanky Bud?
I'm definitely into it. Today I just beat my first opponent by 17. I felt he was a pretty good player. I made a couple of bad decisions, and my defense doesn't like to give second chances. So I kind of just went out and just tried to take care of business, and I'm new to the league, so I wanted to set up a good rapport with my team and let people know I'm here to win.
Right on, and that's a great attitude. Now, who exactly do you remember that who it was you were playing? I know it was in Group 4 Fantasy.
I played the Kansas City Chiefs. It was like...
Oh, okay. He's a brand new member, too. He came in about a day or two before you did. We don't really know him at all because he hasn't been active on GLIP, so I know nothing of him. Maybe talk to him for a minute or two in a party.
He did some pretty tricky stuff with Cam Newton and throwing back across the field. And like I said, I was listening earlier, a guy saying that there's people out here that like to exploit your weaknesses in your defense. Well, I feel like he really helped me learn to better myself and all that.
And that's great, man. That's really good to hear. And, you know, most people come in here and think winning's everything. And don't get me wrong, it is. It's what's going to get you – what's going to earn you some prize money and stuff. But, you know, in the end, there's 32 users in a league. There's only one winner. So it's difficult. It's possible, but it's difficult. So, you know, if you're one of the 31 people like myself that doesn't win, it doesn't mean you're really not winning, because you can go back to your hometown or go online head-to-head, and you're winning more because this league has made you a better player from all the good competition you're playing. Because let's face it, in all the sports, the best player doesn't always win the championship anyways. There's a lot of luck once you get into the playoffs, and hell, especially with Madden, man. You never know when Madden's going to go nuts on you, cause a crazy fumble or pick six
right.
You don't expect it. So
my favorite thing about it is
to win the Super Bowl.
Just like you said, you're on GLIP. You're playing, and there's people always just wanting to play. You're playing against some of the top 20 guys in the nation. People are there and they're playing. They want to play you. Even if it's not in the league, they're throwing an exhibition game out there, and you're just constantly playing the better top percentage in the world. And that's only going to make you better, whether or not you get blown out by 100 points or if you put it up and somebody wins by a field goal at the end.
Yeah, and that's really true. Do you agree with that, Debo?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Debo, you still there?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I believe it 100%.
I mean, I feel as of right now, I've been playing. I played you a couple times there, Greg. I played Savage a couple times. I got Jay Mills in a game yesterday. He's a hell of a player. I'm in his division in the Group 4. I'm excited to play him twice a year. We got a tough division here, you know, but the Tennessee Titans, we're here to play. I'm excited.
Yeah, the JJ's a really strong player. He always has my number, that's for sure. You got to watch that deep ball with him. If you don't have a good secondary, he's going to exploit that in a heartbeat. There's just no doubt about that. But, yeah, he's really solid. And yeah, it's true, man. We do have top, like you said, top 20 players, top 20% in the nation. Not everybody, but they're here. I kind of look at it like the ocean. Yeah, they're there's a lot of just regular fish in here like myself that can compete, and most of you guys can have it. You definitely can win it if you get all the breaks. But, you know, every once in a while in that ocean here, the OFL, now there's a big shark floating around too that you got to be really, really careful of. Sire Savirus he's in your league, actually. He hasn't he was in the Vegas tournament, so he had the computer draft. He hasn't even accepted his league invite. He's never played in leagues, he's not familiar with them, at least. He's a tournament player, man. He's earned over $150,000 playing Madden. I don't know if you ever watched Madden Nation. It used to be on ESPN. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah, they travel and play sometimes with celebrities after the win.
Yeah, he was the Madden Nation 09 runner-up. He played at Times Square. He lost to a problem. He took home $50,000 from that, And yeah, he's the New Orleans Saints in Group 4 Fantasy. So, but like I said, he's never really played, or at least he said he's not real familiar with league play. The reason he's in the league is because he's contacted me and we worked out something where he's going to be the official broadcaster of the OFL now. He said he really liked what we were doing, and he thought he's been in the community a while, and he thought we had it on the right track, and he wanted to help out, and he thinks that by him broadcasting, and I agree with him, that he'll be able to get a lot of viewers and, you know, kind of put our name out there, and maybe we'll be able to get some more members and more leagues that way. I think it's a win-win for everybody, but we needed him to be in some leagues so he has some games to broadcast. So if you are playing
Definitely.
Him, it will be broadcasted to hopefully hundreds of viewers on Twitch once he gets his channel up and going. But, you know, the normal trajectory of Twitch is it starts off slow and builds up over months. You acquire more viewers. So it'll be a while till it all comes to fruition. But it could be a really
right.
cool thing, I think.
I think broadcasting is a big thing. I really do mm-hmm. since I joined. Like I said, there's 32 people in our league. You don't get to see them very much, different division-wise. When they're playing their opponents and you watch them, you know, I mean, everybody's got tendencies as a coach to play certain plays in certain situations and certain play downs and yardage and distances. And I feel watching people and being able to study how they play before actually makes you better too as a player and how you defend somebody playing. Like you were saying, Jay Mills has got a deep ball. A lot of guys are ground and pound, you know, the traps, the counters, and it's all
mm-hmm.
about, hey, it's all broadcasted for you right here. I'm not going to lie about my game. I'm just going to execute.
Right. And there's two sides to it. First of all, it does some people won't broadcast because they don't want people seeing them and getting scouting on them. I don't agree with that, man. I think it actually makes you a better player. And at the same time, if they're watching you, they're going to expect you to do something. Just do something different. You're going to catch them off guard and it'll be to your
exactly.
advantage. But and like you, another thing is you were saying, you know, you got 32 people in your league. You don't get to see them all the time. Not only that, but, I mean, we have over 100-some members now in here. So, you know what I mean? There's people you don't even get to play in your league that you've never seen that might be kind of fun to see how they're doing. You know what I mean? See what
right.
some of your other members are doing. Because you never know. You might jump in a tournament. Something like that. I don't know if you like to play in tournaments or not, but, you know, you might jump in there and play somebody from a different league. That's kind of the point of having tournaments. So, you know, the leagues kind of cross-pollinate, I guess, would be a good way to put that.
Right.
But, yeah.
I mean,
so
this is my first
go ahead.
Competitive league ever, for money anyways. I used to do a back-home draft with probably like 8 or 9 friends, and we would do a kind of a closed online draft. But I've never done anything
mm-hmm.
for money, so this is kind of a different thing, and I'm putting a little bit more time and effort behind it.
Yeah, that's the whole point, really, behind the money. I used to do free leagues, and they all just fall flat on their face. People quit, don't put much – they don't have anything invested in it. So, you know, as soon as they're losing, they give up, stuff like that. But, yeah, so you had – so what league – or what division are you in with JJ? He has the Colts, and you have
Tennessee Titans. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he has the Colts. So who else would be in there? Oh, you have Cushman 28G.
Texans.
Oh, okay. So you have Cushman with Houston, Texas. He's a really solid player. And you have Live Master with Jacksonville. She's the first female we ever had in the OFL now, and she's a really, really good, solid player. So that's you have a really strong division there. There's no doubt about that. But we have 50 seconds if you want to ask any questions or anything that you think other new members might be curious about that I could help answer.
I've heard a bunch of rumors going around of a multi-year league. I know I got a lot of friends invested and want to get into a multi-year more than a single. I was just wondering when's the next multi-league going to be able to be available to buy in at.
Okay, let me do this real quick because we're running out of time. Our big multi-years start off in the beginning of the year, so when Madden 16 comes out, you definitely want to get in that because we can get four seasons in. But we are going to do a two-year. I think we can squeeze a two-year in before Madden 16 comes out. So like a two-year multi-year fantasy draft league, I think we'll do here pretty directly.
That sounds great. I think I'm going to join in that, and me and my roommate are probably going to co-coach that one.
That'd be awesome, man. We're out of time, guys. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.